It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Draw one by Michigan Tech, Sweeney at the point. 45 seconds left to go in the period. Carroll with a shot through traffic, scores!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by The Turvo Agency, Bucko's Party Store, The Library Restaurant, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, Superior Smiles, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Hancock Bottling, Gartner's Gallery, Peterlin Distributing, Lake Accounting, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton, and Kissel Chevrolet Calumet and Kissel Automotive in Lawns.
Passes a shot, scores! What a play by the Huskies!
Now, here's the head coach of the Huskies, Mel Pearson, and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thanks a lot, Josh. We do appreciate it. We can't wait. 60 minutes of Michigan Tech Hockey Talk right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. The Huskies coming off a couple of wins over Northern Michigan. Big wins, too. And they just come up 1 point shy of a share of the McNaughton Cup. But that's okay. The Michigan Tech hockey team hosting a first-round WCHA series this weekend against Alabama Huntsville. Congratulations to Tanner Carroll. He is the WCHA scoring champion. Scored more points in league play than any other WCHA player by 1 point. 34 for Tanner Carroll. Pareko from Fairbanks got 33, and that is a great honor for a Michigan Tech hockey player. Congratulations. And Alex Patan was only 2 points back of Tanner. But congratulations, Coach, on the big weekend. Fun weekend of hockey against Northern Michigan, and we get two big wins.
Well, good morning, Dirk. They were big wins. I don't know if it was fun on Saturday, but we found a way to go down there in a tough environment and win a hockey game. And also, yeah, congrats to Tanner. He's put in a lot of hard work over a number of years, and it's exciting for us to have a scoring champion in the WCHA. So I'm not sure when the last time we had one, but
I think Sean Harrison. I'm not sure if he was the last.
Might
one.
Be, and I was here with Sean.
I know you were.
Sean.
Yeah.
So, but congratulations to Tanner. And I think Tyler Morley. I think finished second. I think you said
what
Colton,
did I say?
Colton Perrier.
Oh, sorry, yeah, Morley.
Tyler Morley. But anyway, Alex Patan's right there. But we had a number of guys have good years and do some things individually very well. So, but more importantly, we got the two wins as a team, and that's what we needed to do.
It was, and it was hard fought on Saturday night, literally hard fought. There were some breakouts of brawls, and something you don't see in Division One college hockey very often anymore, Coach. And that's a tough situation there.
Well, you know, it's going to be a tough environment to go into. I think they weren't happy with how they played Friday night, and their coach said so much, that they would compete harder. And right from the get-go, you could tell it was going to be a physical game. And as a coaching staff, we were, concerned. We just wanted to make sure we got through the game, healthy. At the same time, you still have to compete and try and win the hockey game. Mm-hmm. And I thought our guys did a real good job showing constraint through most of the game, and then unfortunately in the third period we had a hit there, David Johnstone, that I didn't like, he didn't like. I don't wish he had it over again, but I think at that point he had been, if you watch the game closely, there was a number of things that led up to that hit, and unfortunately it is what it is. We got through the game, we're somewhat healthy from that, but we'll be without a pretty good player on Friday night.
Yeah, I didn't see the hit when it happened. For some reason I dropped my eyes down to look at something and heard it. But they have seen it on the replay, and yeah, it was, it's going to be tough not having him in the lineup, but we are a deep team. We've shown that we can win without some top guys in the lineup.
Well, no question, and that's a good thing. That's why we have, we've talked about that all year. We have depth, and we have interchangeable parts, and unfortunately, it is what it is. I don't think there's been many. My only concern was that they gave a DQ. When you get a hit like that, there's two ways you can call it. Which is usually called a 5-minute major hitting from behind and a game misconduct. When you get a game misconduct, you're eligible to play in your next game. I think there's only been two or three in all the games this year DQs. So, and with everything going on and knowing what the game was like, I'm really surprised the referees gave a game DQ in that situation, because you can't take that back. You can't change it. The referees can't, the NCAA can't change that. If you give a game misconduct penalty in a situation like that, which they did with their player, who hit Tanner Carroll, similar hit, he got a game misconduct. Unfortunately, David Johnson got a 5-minute major and a game disqualification. When you get the game disqualification, it comes with an automatic 1-game suspension. So a little concerned about how that all went down, especially given the circumstances of the game. Having said that, we have to put that behind us and move on and focus on Alabama-Huntsville, Dirk. So we got Alabama-Huntsville coming in.
We do, and a team we played well against. We had them up here just a few weeks back, and we had a big game against them, scoring 11 goals. But you look at what they've been able to do against other very good teams, and they do have a scary streak where you don't know sometimes what you're going to get from them, and they're a good team.
Well, they are. They play well defensively. You know, they've doubled their wins from last year or close to that. First time they've made the playoffs since Mike Corbett's been there, so they'll be ready to play. You know, the rumor goes is when they left here, they put 16-1 on their locker room board. Their coach did just to remind his team, you know, use it for inspiration. So I'm sure they'll be using that for inspiration coming back here. But at the same time, we can't be concerned with that or what went on before. We have to continue to play like we have. We've played well. We've played tough teams. You know, we can play any way you want. And, you know, I know our guys are anxious to get going in the postseason. You know, we had a push there to finish first, and it takes a lot out of you. But at the same time, you know, they'll be ready to go. I mean, they're excited. They're excited. You know, we have some goals we'd still like to accomplish, and one of them is get to that final five. And then that's our first goal, and we've got somebody in our way, and we have to get over them, through them, around them, whatever it takes. To find a way to win two hockey games.
We get the win on Saturday night, Coach, and we know now that pressure's on Minnesota State to win their game against Bemidji. And, you know, even though they won and we only got second place, for me, as a fan and as an auxiliary part of the team, I guess, it feels good that we made Mankato do everything. We really made them earn it, I guess, at the end.
Well, they did. They didn't back into it. They had to win on the road, and they found a way to win a game against a very good team. You know, I was a little disappointed. Bemidji did not play their starting goalie, Michael Bitzer, mm-hmm. who in that game, who had, you know, one of the top three goalies in the league and had been on a real hot streak. Having said that, Tom Soratori, the coach at Bemidji State, it's his team. He doesn't owe us anything. He can do whatever he wants. But I'm sure he's happy that we played our best guys and beat Northern to help them get home ice. So, you know, you would have liked to seen them put their best team on the ice. But having said that, that's his prerogative, and I respect that, you know.
And they have to score a goal to win a game
Yeah, no, exactly. But just the mindset, you know, no, Dick. Know. Anytime you put, you know, I mean, you make changes, you're always concerned about your mindset and how serious they take the game because you know, they had a lot at stake, too. They could have moved up in the pairwise rankings, I mean, because they were right there about 2021. But having said that, Minnesota State, they beat us three times, and we tied them once. We could not find a way to win a game against them. So just in that alone, you know, they're deserving the McNaughton Cup. And congratulations to them. And having said that, I'm really proud of how our guys battled. And like you said, pushed them to the limit. And they had to make sure they won both those games on the road, and they found a way to do that.
Well, let's take a look at Friday night's game. Just a great atmosphere, Coach. It was senior night. There was a lot of emotions going into the game, a lot of emotions during the game, and, of course, even more emotions after the game. But what a great start by the Huskies. With everything building up there, you worry about coming out flat, and your guys really did not do that at all. They came out with one of their best starts, I thought.
I thought it was one of our best starts in a while, and I thought our team was dialed in and ready to play. And like I had mentioned, we got a wake-up call the weekend before against Minnesota State, you know, where we, you know, hadn't played with that intensity in an environment like that in a while. So that was on our minds, and I thought that showed right from the start of the game right through the end of the game on Friday night. You know, great crowd. I can't thank our crowd enough for coming out and supporting our seniors. And also, you know, staying there after the game. I mean, the game is one thing, you know, is a great game, but, you know, there's some other things going on there, and I really appreciate the fans and the support, and especially for our seniors who have done such a great job with this team.
Well, Northern Michigan did it before their game, and I think it shows a lot of the confidence we have in our fans and what they really want. And, for you know, to wait till after the game, you know, a lot of schools wouldn't take that chance, but we were able to do that.
Well, and then that goes to show you, you know, your respect for the players from right. Your fans. Our fans are terrific. I mean, they're fabulous. Yeah, you always, I guess, get concerned that fans would leave early, you know, before the game's over or shortly thereafter and not stay around. But I'm glad we do it that way because you could see the emotion in our players after that game Friday night. Mm-hmm. I mean, guys were brought to tears. And not only the guys being honored, our seniors, but some of the other returning players. And, you know, we have a close-knit team. And I can't imagine doing it before a game. I guess you could do it before a game, but you take a lot of the emotion out of the real raw emotion, how you feel about people in the moment, and looking back and reflecting on what you've done. And you know, I can't imagine doing it before and then having to try and play a game. And I give Northern credit. They were ready to play. But I'd like the way we do it, but obviously other programs like the way they do it too. And I don't think there's any right or wrong way. It's just whatever.